Welcome in to Chi-Town Sports Wrap-Up. I'm Jack Heinrich. Thanks for tuning in. And it is draft week here in the NFL. Finally, it's here. We'll see what the Chicago Bears will do for the future of the franchise this upcoming Thursday. And it's a big draft for Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy entering their final year of the contract. So it'll be very interesting to see what the Bears do. But thanks for tuning in. I'm Jack Heinrich. Follow me on Twitter at JackHeinrich22 and all social medias at Jack Heinrich. So lots to get into today with the Bears. I mean, sitting at pick number 20, it's kind of hard to tell what this team is going to do. They could go into so many different ways in this draft, and there's a lot of needs that this team needs now, especially after they let go of Kyle Fuller. They need a corner now to go along with wide receiver, quarterback, offensive lineman. They could use an edge rusher, depth on defense. I mean, the Bears have a lot of different ways they could go, and a lot of different mock drafts have had them doing a lot of different things, moving up, moving back, staying put. So it's definitely a weird year with COVID, not being able to see a lot of these guys in person or getting to talk to them, taking them out to dinner. So you're basically going off of tape that you've seen and not being able to see them in person. So really tough way to try to do this draft. There's no in-person combine. Some coaches went to some pro days, but it has not been the same as it has been in past years. And that's why a lot of people don't really know what to expect with this draft. And it seems like Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson and Mac Jones are going 1, 2, 3, but we never really know, especially with the 49ers moving up to number 3. A lot of buzz has been that they're going to pick Mac Jones. So Mac Jones was a fifth quarterback for a lot of people, thinking that maybe he'd fall to the Bears at 20, but that does not seem like the case unless the 49ers go a different route. It seems like the Bears will miss out on a top five quarterback unless they move up. And that's been kind of the buzz here today. Just looking at mock drafts, Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune, who covers the Bears, did a mock draft. He has the Bears going up to 4 to trade for Trey Lance, the quarterback from North Dakota State. And another mock draft by Adam Hoge from NBC Sports Chicago, he has the Bears trading back to get Kellen Mond in the first round in the 25th overall and add more picks. In the NFL.com mock draft, from, I believe, a couple days ago, the 23rd, has the Bears moving up to number 8 in a trade with the Panthers to pick Trey Lance. And then Eric Lambert from Sports Mockery last week did a mock draft, and he has the Bears trading up to 9th to pick Justin Fields. So it's a lot of people are just kind of guessing to see what is going to happen here. And for me, the only quarterback I want the Bears, if they're going to trade up for, is Justin Fields. That's the only quarterback I'd want them to trade up to get. And just based off of, I mean, he was basically the number two consensus number two quarterback at the end of the season. All of a sudden he's dropped to the fifth best. And he's got the arm talent. He's got the size that you want at the quarterback position. He played in a high level conference with Ohio State. He played in high-level conference in the Big Ten, held his own in the college football playoffs, but he's just kind of fallen. And Eric Lambert from Sports Mockery has the Bears trading up to 9 to trade with the Broncos to get him. And the trade is the 20th pick, the 52nd pick, and a first-round pick in 2022 to the Broncos for the 9th pick in 114. And I like that move for the Bears if they have to give up their first two picks this year and then one next year. I would stay away from trading anybody on the roster, especially if that means, I've seen some Roquan Smith, like, fans asking if they should do that. And I would stay away from that because I think Roquan Smith, I mean, he's the last first round pick that the Bears had. So, and he's really turned into one of the best linebackers in the NFL. He's been one of their most consistent players on the defensive side of the football. So I think they should try to stay away from trading anybody on the roster, especially Roquan, if that's what it means to move up and get the quarterback, because just the way the Bears have managed quarterbacks, it's hard to just, especially with Ryan Pace, it's hard to justify trading up and maybe ruining some of your future to get a quarterback that could be the franchise, but not. But if you think he is, they got to be aggressive and go and get that. For me, if I had to rank what I'd want the Bears to do at 20, is my first choice is to trade back and get more picks. Right now they have 3 picks in the first 3 rounds, one in each, with their last pick coming at 83rd overall. So if they can move back to like 25 or a little later in the first round and acquire another second or third round pick, I think that'd be great to get as much talent from the first three rounds as you can for this team, because you've lost those first round picks the last couple of years. So you're trying to stockpile talent, and you've got holes. You got holes, like I said. You need a quarterback. I really think they need an offensive lineman. I think that is their top priority. And I think they also need a wide receiver, because you don't know the future of Allen Robinson. Anthony Miller's been in trade rumors, and you just need more depth there, because we haven't seen what you could get from Riley Ridley, and Javon Wims might be on his way out as well. So there's a lot of stuff that they got to do there. I mean, offensive tackle and offensive line for me is the number one priority, because this is a team that's been picking guys in like the sixth, seventh round, and to their credit, they've gotten them to start, but the last time they took a tackle was Gabe Kareemi, and that just didn't work out because he had injury problems. So I think if they can trade back and get more picks in the top three rounds, top 100 players, I think the better off they'll be. My second choice would be if they could trade up and get a quarterback, if their quarterback starts to fall, like a Justin Fields. I do not want them to trade up for Trey Lance like those mock drafts said that they would. Trey Lance scares me a little bit. It's kind of like Mitchell Trubisky. Not a lot of tape on him. He's got some good attributes, but because kind of inaccurate with the football and with what we've seen with Mitch, that doesn't really work in this offense. But if they have Justin Fields and he starts to slip to 9, 10, 11, I'd be okay if the Bears went up and traded him, as long as they don't trade Roquan Smith. If they can just trade some picks and move up, that works for me. But I think they just have to be careful. And my third thing would be just to stay put at 20 with that number one pick. If they sit at 20, they could still get a good player on the offensive line, offensive tackle, or they could get a cornerback. So there's a lot of good cornerbacks and a lot of depth in the offensive tackle spot. They could get one there. But I want to know what you guys think, so let me know on Twitter. What do you want the Bears to do? Do you want them to trade up and get a quarterback? Do you like Justin Fields, Trey Lance, or somebody else? Or would you rather them just stay put or trade back? I want to hear what you guys think. Those are my rankings. I think they should trade. I would prefer them to trade back and get more picks. Second, I would want them to move up. And then my third preference would be just to stay put. But when you're looking at these quarterbacks, I mean, you're not going to get Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson. It seems like those two are pretty set at going 1-2 to Jacksonville. And then with the Jets trading Sam Darnold to Carolina, it seems like they're set on getting Zach Wilson. That's like what all the mocks have been saying. And then it's just going to be interesting to see at 3 with the 49ers what they are going to want to do, because they've been linked to Mac Jones because they think he could fit in the system for Kyle Shanahan out there, and it seems like they want to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo 2 years after a Super Bowl with him, and then Garoppolo's battled some injuries. He's been up and down and inconsistent, so they want to move on, it looks like, and it could just go Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones, and then it's just going to be really interesting to see what happens with Trey Lance and Justin Fields, because the Falcons could be looking for one to replace Matt Ryan, but we've heard Trey talks with them and Julio, and we're not really sure what direction that they want to go in. The Bengals have Joe Burrow, and then the Dolphins have Tua Tagovailoa, but it seems like they're trying to move on from him because they kind of wanted to see what Russell Wilson was going about. And then the Lions just traded for Jared Goff, and then the Panthers just traded for Sam Darnold, and then the Broncos have Drew Locke, and then the Cowboys have Dak. So there's a couple teams in there that you look and you're like, maybe the Dolphins are looking at a quarterback. Maybe the Lions are looking at a quarterback. Maybe the Broncos, but it's not set. So it's going to be interesting to see, because there's some really good talent out there, like Kyle Pitts, who a lot of people think might be the best player in this draft, and he might fall to 4 or 5. And it's just going to be kind of, it seems like the Bears at 20 are just going to be kind of in a waiting period. But it's going to, if they want one of those top quarterbacks and they think that the top quarterback is their guy and their franchise quarterback, they have to be aggressive, because this is their last year, like I said, or allegedly their last year, since they wouldn't answer how far their contracts go, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. But if your franchise guy's there and you believe it, you have to be aggressive. You have to. It might upset some fans. It might make me upset with what they give up to go do it. But if you believe that quarterback is there, you have to go get it. And it would be really bad if George McCaskey put restrictions on Ryan Pace just because his contract isn't extended through this next year. Like, you can't do anything to the future. You can't be trading future picks because I don't know if you're going to be here. That's just – then you shouldn't have brought him back if you're not sure, because he needs to have the full assets to make the picks and make the picks that he wants to for the future. Even if we're – like, I'm not confident in Ryan Pace's ability. That's why I'm just a little worried that if some of these quarterbacks start to slip, like Trey Lance, maybe they move up. But that's the thing about the draft, is you can make those instant reactions right when they happen, but sometimes they turn out to be a good thing. Like Justin Herbert slipped last year, and the Chargers scooped them up, and that looks like they got a cornerstone quarterback for their franchise. Now they just need to add to the offensive line. But I want to look at some candidates at number 20. If the Bears wanted to stick there, they're probably not going to pick a quarterback at 20. At least I'd hope not, because Fields, Wilson, Lance, and Jones will all be gone by then, I would assume, unless something crazy happens. They would have the Bears would have to be looking at Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond, or Davis Mills there. But it seems like if they're going to stay at 20, then quarterback is not going to be an option for them at 20. And I think that's okay if you're sitting there, because you can look at offensive tackles like Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State. He's a hard-nosed, tough player, blocks hard, and that's exactly what the Bears need at that position, because we've been saying it ever since Matt Nagy got here. They need to run the ball more. They need to establish the run and get that running game going. But the offensive line has really kind of failed them. But last year you saw some improvement. I mean, if you get James Daniels and Cody Whitehair back, and then Sam Mustipher really emerged as a center, so you got three solid guys in the interior to build around. And if you can get Tevin Jenkins and slide him in at right tackle, that's a pretty solid offensive line with Leno in a walk year and Ifedi on a one-year deal that you need to start drafting for the future. And the thing last year, I was like banging my hand on the table, is that Bears need to draft an offensive lineman before the sixth or seventh round. And what do? They drafted two offensive linemen in the seventh round. And those guys did play a little bit because of the injuries they had in the offensive line, but you need to invest more in the offensive line early on in drafts. I mean, you look at Whitehair and Daniels, those guys are second round picks. They might have found a gem in the rough with Sam Mustipher at center. He's been pretty solid for them there, and that allows Daniels and Whitehair to both play guard instead of trying to flip-flop them between center. But you need to pick offensive linemen early in the draft. That's how you build good offensive linemen, offensive lines. When you look at the good offensive lines in football, like the Cowboys, they always have a solid offensive line. They're drafting guys in the first and second round. You need to draft guys in the first couple days. So the Bears, I need them and I want them to pick an offensive lineman in the first 2 days, whether it's in the second round or third round, preferably the first two rounds. I think they need to go offensive lineman early in the draft, because that's where you get the good offensive lineman instead of looking at projects for the future or flipping a guy like they've done before. You need, like with Rashawn Coward, but you need to make an investment in the offensive line, and that'll help whoever's at quarterback, whether it's Andy Dalton or Nick Foles, or whether you draft a guy for the future. You need that stud up front. And they got some interesting guys there, like Tevin Jenkins, who's been mocked there a lot, or Christian Darsaw as well. Alex Leatherwood. There's some really good options there for the Bears there. And I also think a day 3-1 Walker Little from Stanford, who was really trending upward but had a knee injury and then not a lot of tape last year. So he could be an interesting guy as well, big body. So I think offensive tackle for me and offensive line is the number one priority, and that's what I'd look at 20. Number two for me is going to be cornerback, because they let Kyle Fuller go because of cap space, which made a lot of people mad, including myself, that they just let one of the best corners in the NFL go. And him and Jalen Johnson, I thought, would be a very good pair. And Johnson battled some injuries last year, but he showed he could be a really, really good corner. But that just immediately made cornerback another area that they need to look at. And, I mean, they're going to have some options. I mean, Patrick Surtain from Alabama, J.C. Horn from South Carolina, Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech, Greg Newsom from Northwestern, Asante Samuel Jr. I mean, there's some good talent there that might be around there because these guys have been mocked in a lot of different places, but those are some of the top four corners that are listed on this depth chart here for The Athletic with where they're projected or where they're ranked that could fall into a hole or could fall into a spot for the Bears. That these guys, I mean, the thing with this draft is it's going to be so hard to figure out what's going to happen because a lot of people don't know their board, like other teams' boards. Because sometimes, like, you could see other scouts, see what other scouts are there. Maybe you're exchanging notes, like, you could see all of this stuff in person. But now everybody else has it's been like closed off because of COVID and people aren't going anywhere, so they don't. They don't really know what other teams are thinking. It was kind of the same last year. You don't really know who's got who on whose board. I mean, we don't know the Bears board or anything else, what they're thinking or what their tiers are. I mean, we'll figure it out after the draft. I mean, Ryan Pace met with the media today, and he really didn't give much. I mean, what can you expect a pre-draft thing? He's not going to say what they're going to do exactly. They did ask him about the quarterback depth. He thinks it's even – it's a good class, even beyond the top five. He likes their depth, and he thinks that this quarterback room with Nick Foles and Andy Dalton is a really good room for someone to come in and learn. So it's going to be interesting to see, but a cornerback, I mean, these four guys, they might have a chance to get. I mean, if you know me, I want them to get Greg Newsom, a Northwestern guy, local kid, and he low-key might be one of the best corners in the draft. His stock has really risen. He was just locked down last year for Northwestern, and he's really skyrocketed in. He had a really good pro day, and him, Surtain, Horn, and Farley have really separated themselves into the top four in this group. I mean, Newsom's the lowest rated one at 26, and the next highest one is Asante Samuel Jr. at 40. So these two guys, or these four guys, really separated themselves. But I mean, these guys have been mocked all over the place from 10 all the way till the end of the first round. So I think they got a lot of good options there, but I mean, you know me, I got to be a little homer. I want them to grab Newsom, but Newsom would be a really good draft pick, and some people, like from PFF, think he could be the best corner in this draft, and he might not even be the first one pick, but I think corner is their second biggest need. Third would be quarterback, but we've already discussed what they could do there. For me, if Justin Fields starts to fall, I would be 100% fine if they went up and traded for him. Hopefully it's not Roquan, but I'd be comfortable with them going to get him because I think he has the talent. I mean, he stepped into Ohio State and immediately made them better after Dwayne Haskins left, made them into the state, kept them at that title contending in the Big Ten, winning Big Ten championships, putting up big numbers. Did not turn over the ball a lot, but they said he kind of ran a simple offense and he liked to take his time in the pocket, and you don't have that much time to do it. But I mean, there's going to be an adjustment period, and I saw one report that said he could be a perfect sit candidate for 1 year, and the Bears could do what the Chiefs did when Matt Nagy was offensive coordinator with Alex Smith and had Mahomes sit for a year and then moved on from Smith and made Patrick Mahomes the starter. So a lot of options there with that. And then I think wide receiver would be an interesting thing to look at. I don't know if I don't think they should do that in the first round. I like some of the depth in that second round. Maybe if Rondale Moore from Purdue starts to fall. I mean, he had an electric first year at Purdue. I was at his first game. He played Northwestern. He just came out of nowhere, had a couple long touchdown runs and long receptions. And he's kind of he's battled hamstring injuries the last couple years, so that's a little bit of concern. But if he's healthy, he's a game changer. He can run the ball. He can play in the slot, a little bit of returner as well, I believe. So I'd like to see him. If Rashad Bateman starts to fall in the second round, I think that's an interesting guy too from Minnesota. He was a beast 2 years ago. Last year kind of struggled before opting out. So he's a big body wide receiver. So two different receivers they could go there. I just think they need one, but they would kind of be last on my priority for the first round. But in that second round, I think there's some interesting options there for Ryan Pace to look at. I mean, you have Kadarius Toney from Florida as well, another good speedy receiver that could help. And Something that's been interesting looking at is that Devonta Smith is starting to kind of slip in some mock drafts. I mean, his height and weight came out, and he weighed at 166, so they're starting to wonder if teams are scared off by that. I mean, this is a guy who won the Heisman at Alabama last year. He's a stud. I mean, if you watch that national championship game, it looked like he was just going up against a bunch of people on rookie mode. I mean, he had like 200 yards in the first half, a couple, three touchdowns, and he's the reigning Heisman winner. So if he starts to slip, it'd be interesting to see if Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy want to go make an impact receiver, because with Andy Dalton coming in this year, he's a guy that when in Cincinnati, when they won, it's because they had a lot of weapons around him. So they could start to build some weapons if they could get Devonta Smith or Bateman or Moore, and then your team starts to look pretty good. So a lot of interesting stuff for the Bears to do. They got a lot of picks so far in this draft. A lot of them late. They have four in the sixth round. Their first round pick is 20th overall. Their second is 52nd. Their third is 83rd. Don't have a fourth. Their fifth is 164. And then the sixth round, they have 204, 208, 221, and 228. So the Bears have, it looks like, eight picks as of right now going into the NFL draft. And it's just kind of like, where are they going to go? It's kind of like a little bit of anticipation, wondering what they should do with those picks. And we know Ryan Pace likes to move up, and we know his philosophy. He said it again in his press conference. Their thing is how they'll rate everybody by position, by how they think the value will go through every round. And they'd like to pick the best player available. So we'll see who they think the best player available is at 20, if that's what they do. But, yeah, it's just kind of a wait-and-see game. It's kind of a wait-and-see game now for the Bears and what they do. I mean, this is going to be a pivotal draft. Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy kind of need to make a statement if they want to keep their jobs. And hopefully these picks for them and for the Bears' sake, if they can hit on them, maybe it could change some of the expectations for this upcoming season. Because right now, that schedule looks really, really tough. And with losing Kyle Fuller on the defensive side, you just open up another spot that they have to do. But in that first round, I want to see the Bears trade back maybe and see if they could, how the draft shakes out, and they can maybe get a later first round pick, but pick up a second round. I think that'd be beneficial to them because they have a lot of needs they need to address. But I want to see them go offensive tackle in the first couple rounds, preferably in the first two. I think they need to go corner in the first two or three, but by Friday, I want them to have at least one corner and one offensive tackle. I think those are the two needs that you need to address right away. But who knows what they'll do, because last year they go tight end, corner in those first with those second round picks. But in the second round, I think there are a couple quarterbacks that are interesting that the Bears could target. And it's really been kind of a debate that has started for the who's kind of in that next tier for quarterbacks after the top five with Lawrence, Fields, Lance, Mac Jones, and and Wilson. It's been Kellen Mond and Davis Mills. Those have been the guys that have kind of had a debate. I mean, Kyle Trask has been up there. It's really been those three, Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond, and Davis Mills. Trask from Florida, Mond from Texas A&M, and Mills from Stanford. Those are the kind of three quarterbacks that are 6, 7, 8. And it's just been a difference of opinion between which one you think is higher. The Athletic has Trask at 83, Mond at 97, and Mills at 107. But I've seen others where they think Trask is just ticketed to be a backup, because when you look at that bowl game that Florida played in, Pitts and Tony and all these other guys didn't play, and he struggled and basically got benched. And that was big for NFL evaluators, like, whoa, he doesn't have his weapons and he just fell apart. And that concerned me as well, so I would stay away from Kyle Trask. But Kellen Mond and Davis Mills are really interesting, and I like Mond more than Mills. And there's been a lot of people in Chicago trying to figure out which one they want, and it's been kind of split in difference. But Mills is a little bit more athletic than I thought he was watching some of his highlights. He didn't put up the numbers that Mond did this past season only throwing 7 touchdowns and 1,500 yards. And Mond led Texas A&M to a very good season, 19 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, over 2,000 yards. But Mond, I like him because he's been the starter since 2017. He came in and has got a lot of experience under his belt. He's able to, be the Texas A&M starting quarterback for the last 4 years. He's athletic. He's very good at throwing on the run, which Matt Nagy could use in his boot action. He has a quick release, and he's got a really, really good arm. And the thing, and he's not just a really, really good arm. It's been pretty accurate from what I've seen in highlights. That he just has a really smooth delivery and delivers a good ball. And that's something the Bears lacked with Trubisky, is whenever they go deep, it's just kind of like, oh boy, here we go. Where's this going to end up? And Mond might be able to bring that to the Bears. He's got a big arm. He's mobile. He can run the RPO, which is what Nagy was trying to run a little bit. He couldn't run that with Nick Foles. And when you saw when they brought Nick Foles in, they tried to push it more down the field. And now Foles was just a statue back there because the offensive line struggled. But Mond, he kind of has that escapability factor in his game. He can throw on the run, make something out of nothing, can run the ball a little bit as well. So I think he's a really good option. I think Mills would be my second choice in that second round, but these two guys are kind of getting a little bit of buzz. There was a little buzz around the Bears talking with Mond or going down to see him. I can't remember what it was, but I think he'd be a pretty good option in that second round. He's got good upside, and he can learn from Nick Foles, who's played in big moments. Andy Dalton's led teams to the playoffs and gone to the Pro Bowl. So I like Mond as my, I guess, the sixth best quarterback, but I think he's a guy that I'd be totally fine the Bears drafting in that second round. And I think he would be a benefit to them trading back. If they trade back and get a couple more picks in that second round, they can address quarterback by picking him, and they can go look at other things like wide receiver, offensive tackle, or cornerback. But I like Mond over Mills. Let me know what you guys think. If you don't even like either of those two guys, and maybe you like Kyle Trask, let me know what quarterback you're looking at there. But the draft is almost here, and it's an exciting time. It'll be a fun weekend starting on Thursday, seeing what all happens, because it's going to be an interesting draft to see what the 49ers do. I think that's going to be really the first big indication of how this draft will go, since they traded up to get a quarterback, presumably, and it seemed like it's Mac Jones. So that might shake up the whole draft, and we know Ryan Pace loves the wheel and deal and trade picks, so we'll be waiting to see what he does there, and maybe he'll try to make a big splash, because they made a hard push at Russell Wilson. I mean, they actually offered the Seahawks something. Pete Carroll said no, so they tried really hard to get a good quarterback, and maybe they'll try to move up and get one of these top five guys. And either way, there'll be a lot to break down next week on this podcast, because we're going to be breaking down all things Bears draft, seeing what they picked and grading it out. But that is all I have for this episode. Happy draft week. We'll see what happens. Hopefully the Bears make the right choices. But either way, we'll discuss what happens. But I'll see you guys in the next one.
Go Bears!
See you later!
Fade to black moment.
Enough already.
It's over! Drive home safely, BB!